The city of Milwaukee may limit where sex offenders can live. Many surrounding communities have imposed restrictions. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, Milwaukee leaders say it may be time to follow suit because of the high rate of ex-offenders the state places here.
When sex offenders leave prison, state law demands that they return to the county where they previously lived. Nearly 90% of the sex offenders who came from Milwaukee County now live in the city of Milwaukee because of restrictions suburbs enacted. Alderman Michael Murphy says the city asked the state to intervene, but because it has not, leaders here will also limit the neighborhoods where ex-offenders can live.
And you will have 117 locations to consider for future placement, and in reality it will be more like 15 or less, and what that impact will be to your operations.
Under legislation the Common Council Committee advanced Thursday, sex offenders could not live within 2,000 feet of a daycare, school, playground, and other places where children congregate. Murphy says if the full council agrees, there will only be 1 square mile within city limits where sex offenders could live. Alderman Bob Bauman says while he has opposed residency limits in the past, they will now get his full support for one reason.
It increases the perception of Milwaukee as this crime-infested, second-rate place to live, and the suburbs are great, and look, we can keep out all the undesirable people, and I'm just sick and tired of that paradigm being in place, and the state seems unconcerned because these are Republican suburbs by and large, and heaven forbid those representatives are going to take on these uniform residency rules. So enough is enough. The city's going to join the party, and it's your problem now.
The State Department of Corrections had a representative on hand at Thursday's hearing, Melissa Roberts. She says if the map changes, authorities may lose track of sex offenders. Right now, many do reside in the city, and police know where.
The intent of the sex offender registry is to know where sex offenders live and to be able to provide that information to the general public and to law enforcement. When there are residency restrictions in place and sex offenders don't have a place to live, we obviously have increased homelessness. So we do not know where they live and cannot follow them.
Roberts says sex offenders are more of a danger to the public when they're off-grid versus being monitored. When it comes to complaints about the high concentration of sex offenders placed in Milwaukee, Roberts says the majority are from the city. The issue will come before the full board on July 22nd. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.